It sounds today like what you're saying is, although you would like them to move and you have concerns about safety in the railroad, if they want to stay there, you're going to allow them to stay there.
That was exactly the way I phrased it to Kyle when I talked to him on Monday morning. I didn't say he had to move anywhere. I've never said you had to. I said I encouraged him to move somewhere else only because of safety. If that's where they want to be, then that's fine. We'll just have to figure out how to make it safer.
So that's the news we just broke about 30 minutes ago with Mayor Grover Robinson, that the protesters are allowed to stay at the trestle at Graffiti Bridge, that he wants to work on safety and among other matters. Joining us now, one of the organizers of the protest there, Caleb Houston. He and Kyle Cole have been the ones from the start who have had this going. Caleb, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Yes, sir. Great to be here. Absolutely.
Hey, great to have you. And can I say just to start, and I know I told you this in person last week or maybe by text somewhere or other, one of the things that I have been so proud of with the way you guys have handled yourselves is that your portion of this protest has been done peacefully, lawfully, in an organized way, and it's been wonderful to watch, quite frankly, especially compared to some of the scenes that we have seen around the country. So I want to just say I appreciate that.
Absolutely, and I just really give God praise for that, man. He's really given us a great foundation. That is our foundation, is God, and that, I believe, is what's keeping us together.
So one of the things I wanted to ask you about was when this all began, it seemed like, mm-hmm. In part, it was born out of the mural being defaced, and, of course, in part, it was because other protests around the country. But from your point of view, what was the real beginning of why you guys started this protest?
I believe that was it. That was very much it. Seeing that when I watched the live, my brother, which introduced what was going on while he was live, I was able to see, you know, how that impacted people as they were watching the live, and that just really gave me a unction. You know, I really just in my heart I said I have to do something. And so that really prompted me specifically to make a move and go down there. I was actually in the middle of detailing a car, and I dropped what I was doing. The lady said, "Hey, where you going?" I said, "I'll be back, Miss Mary." So, you know, I ran down, got some paint and things of that nature, and it was on from there.
So yes, when you say watch the live, you mean watch the live of the mural first being painted or being painted? Which live did you mean?
No. It was when my brother Cal, he was down there live on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
Just showing what had happened.
Got it.
And while he was showing what happened, that just prompted me to make that move down there. Yes, sir.
So one of the things that kind of comes up in that context, I know the mayor had talked about possibly taking a picture, maybe putting it on a billboard, some kind of preservation. One of the questions that a lot of people are kind of asking is, you know, Graffiti Bridge is always temporary, right? Everything gets painted over. Jesus on Easter, Captain Koos when he died, you know, it's always temporary. What would happen if somebody wanted to come paint over it now? What's kind of your attitude towards the permanence of those pictures?
Yes, I'll be honest with you, man. We, like we said before, while we're down there, we try to give reverence to the portraits that are painted in memory of those who lost their lives at the hands of police. But at the same time, we understand that that's proper procedure. That's pretty much how they do it. Every 24 hours, someone can paint over it. It's how they've run it for the last years. We have no issue with that. We just ask that, you know, while we're down there, you know, to give reverence to the cause and things of that nature. Yes, sir.
Okay, so what I hear you saying, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, that's why I ask, is if somebody wanted to come down and promote a different cause or something that they want to do with Graffiti Bridge, that at least on some parts of the bridge, that would be okay with you guys now, or you tell me?
Absolutely, absolutely. We don't, of course, we're trying to maintain things when it comes to the cause in which we're standing for, and that is injustice in America, also standing for equality. And being that George Floyd's death is so recent and it was so traumatic and worldwide spread, you know, seeing him lose his life, I feel that I would hope that people will be considerate of that and say, you know, hey, let's give it a little more time, you know, being that it's so fresh. Yes, sir.
And I know one of the things, as we played the clip from Mayor Robinson, he now says that it's perfectly fine if you want to stay there. I assume that's very good news from your perspective, that you don't plan on moving until some of your demands have been met, or at least you see some progress. Is that fair?
That is fair. Absolutely. And you know, I'm not a controversial person. I'm not one to, you know, try to cause friction, but we met the team, the Kyle Project, we met and we said, you know, we hope that he would make that decision. And even if he didn't, we would still stay there because we're truly standing for what's right and we want to see change. I feel like we've been long enough asking and asking and asking, being patient. And like you said on last Saturday, there are certain things he can change and certain things he can't, mm-hmm. which I understand. But if you have the power to do certain things, I think it's right to go ahead and do those if it's right. Absolutely.
We're talking to Caleb Houston. Kyle Cole is his partner in the protest, organizing
Absolutely.
It, although a lot of other people have done a lot of things. It's not just them, obviously. Caleb, as I know you know, that particular location is not just the bridge, but it's also the parking lot and the boat launch that, you know, look, tomorrow is snapper season. There's a lot of people that like to use that boating area. And the launch is actually quite a ways away from the trestle, but the parking is right up next to it. What is your plan? The mayor says it's first come, first serve. It's a public area. People can kind of do what they mm-hmm. want. But what is your plan? If people want to come park their trucks with their trailers and fish and come and go, what have you guys decided about how to accommodate that?
Well, what we have done is if anyone is trying to unload or get back on off the water, we most definitely respect that. We have asked individuals that park out there to not block that area where they're pulling their boats in or trying to get them out. So we've been most definitely accommodating anyone that may try to do that. Yes, sir.
And even if, like, late, I know later in the evening is typically when you have a lot more people, but even if there's more people around, you guys will help them get their boats, you know, get a pass so they can get their boat on the trailer, you know, get all that. You guys are willing to work with them on that?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Outstanding.
Yes, sir.
Last thing that I wanted to ask you, Caleb, is, you know, and people probably don't know this, but, you know, when I came down and met you, like, your first reaction to me after we had texted a little bit on the phone was you just gave me a hug.
Absolutely, man.
You caught me off guard a little bit just because it was social distancing and COVID. But, yeah, I just thought, you know, that's who this guy is. That's who he is. So I appreciate that.
Yes,
under normal circumstances, that's me, too. I'm the same way. But last thing I wanted to ask you is, if you could have, and I know you've got the kind of list of five things that you're looking for, but at this point, what to you would be maybe the one or two things, if at all, that if you could get those, you think that would be satisfying enough that you wouldn't feel the need to continue the protest? I'm not telling you to stop it. I'm just saying, in your mind, what's the goal really?
The goal really is to bring about equality, man. I mean, I looked up the word equality. It's just simply to be treated equally. Whether it's your rights, whether it's your opportunities with work, things of that nature. I just feel that when we're going to court, whether we're being pulled over by the police or whatever, everyone should be treated equally. It should not be, oh, that's a black guy with dreads, you know.
Yeah.
We might need to get a little excessive, you know, and that's what we're trying to stop. As well with just making sure that we're looking at the whole thing, you know, and the whole thing is that equality is important. That's the big picture to me. I feel like also second thing is more strict training for officers. As you see, this is what has become of this with George Floyd, 8 minutes and 46 seconds. And I sat on my knee yesterday in tribute as a tribute was being done. And I realized, wow. You know, that's a long time, you know, considering what took place. And I feel that with officers receiving more training, you know, because from my understanding, they don't have nearly enough training before they're given a badge and a gun. And you have a lot of them out there that are inexperienced. They're not really taking it as serious. You know, that's just like a professor at a university. If he goes to school for a year and a half or 2 years, I promise you he's not going to be too effective, you know, in what he's trying to do and get accomplished. So I feel like that's the same way with officers. If they get the right training and they really dig their heads, their minds, and their hearts into what they're doing and learning about the judicial system and learning about the cause of what they're doing, the purpose, that it will bring a lot of change. Well, absolutely.
Well, one of the things I would just encourage you is, you know, I know there can be deficiencies in a lot of places. I would encourage you to do a lot of work with PPD and find out what they do, because you'll find that they really are pretty first class in terms of what they do compared to others. I said last question, right. But then I realized there was one more that people would be angry at me if I didn't at least ask. Do you and Kyle have a position one way or the other on the Lee Square Monument, whether that needs to move, or is that just kind of not your fault? Do you guys have a position on that?
That is very much something that we want to see done. I've been doing a lot of research and studies on it myself and the background of what that stands for. And so from my understanding, you know, my opinion, I think it needs to come down, and that's what the Kyle Project believes as well.
Okay.
The people are chanting it, take it down. And even when the mayor came out, they were voicing that. And I feel like that is important. You know, we want everyone to feel comfortable. We want everyone to feel safe in Pensacola, Florida. And we want everyone to be treated justly, you know. So I really feel like that is a good thing to do, good, and take it down.
Well, Caleb Houston, one of the organizers of the protest at Graffiti Bridge. Caleb, you and I are not going to agree on everything, but I have loved getting to know you, getting to meet you, and have this conversation, which I think we need more of. Thank you so much for the time.
Absolutely.
And again, what I said right at the beginning, I appreciate the way you guys have handled the protest so far. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, great. Thank you for having me.